I was just, you know, putting me seated, and it was like I should perhaps chair too, and because I was laying on the sofa. Then, listening to everyone and being really encouraged, and yes, my vision is to France and all over the world through France, and that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, because this truth make us free, and the right doctrine make us free. And, it's not only scriptures, it's also the revealed world of God, from God, from the mouth of God. And he wants us to heal people, to cast out devils, to resurrect people from the dead. And I want God, God gave me the opportunities to do it, to multiply it. And I never, for the time, raise people from the dead, but it's available for me. And I'm thanking God for that. And as it was shared, it's very easy with God. We just speak and we act on this what's available, and it's available for us to do it. And Jesus Christ said we will do, we shall do what he did, and even greater than we can at least do what he did. And we know about Lazarus, and we are able to do it. And yes, I'm very thankful for speaking by faith, and knowing that it is God's word for being a blessing, and for moving this world. Because we frame the world with our mouth, what we speak out loud. And we are part of this framing world because we speak the word from God, and he's energizing what he needs to energize through the word we speak. And it's not upon our shoulder, but it's just on God's shoulder. And I remember Jocelyn making this. Jocelyn is a French believer. That when we were there, Lawrence, you know, and Kim, and everyone, and Marie also. You know, she was sharing about, you know, all are on God's shoulder and not on our. And I know God is really at work in our life, and he wants to be at work in our life, because when we speak, when we say what God wants we say, we put him at work. And we know that the flesh is dead, and we recognize it being dead, knowing that God it's no more flesh stuff, it's spiritual stuff with God, spiritual words, and it has an impact in this world, this physical world. And we know that we can receive really the health, the wealth from God, and whatever we need to stand with God. Then we are children of God, and son and daughter of God, and we are worthy before God, and we are strong, and we, even if we sometimes can think we are not, but we really are strong and loving and caring and with wisdom. And we can really rely on God for everything that we need. And I'm very thankful to speak these words, and to be also blessed by what I'm speaking, and knowing that God is really at work, and even if I can't see anything around me, I know that God is really at work and making great things going to happen. And he has prepared some works for us to do, and we are sure that God is going to do it. And yes, I'm very thankful that God is existing, and we can receive from him. And this faith and everything that we can, you know, speaking in tongues, honoring God, can have an impact into our life for this grace that he has to give us. And we yet have this grace because we accepted Christ as our Savior, our Lord, and God raised him up from the dead, and now he's seated at the right hand of God. We are seated with him because he was identifying himself to us, and now we can really go to God with confidence and boldness, without any feeling of sin or whatever, but we can go to God as a father and a loving father who wants to listen to what we have to say. And we are going to our Father by faith, because if it's like foolishness for the world, you know, what we do, what we say, what we preach, what we do, but it's only faith. We cannot see faith. We see only when we have faith on something, and it comes to a manifestation. Then so the faith as that we can't see is manifested. And it's like the key to for receiving, as we learn, you know, through Victor Paul White. And this faith is like a key, but it's like it's like immaterial, you know. It's like we can't. The five senses can't touch, or you know, smell, or we cannot. Faith is faith. And is a spiritual ability that God gave us in Christ, and we've got God in Christ in us, and we have this fellowship with God and this sonship right with God, and we are sanctified, we are redeemed, we are justified. Have this ministry of reconciliation, as Danny spoke, and we can really be those creation, new creation in action, with the power that God intended to do with us, and he knew us in advance before the foundation of the world, before Katabole. And he's going to do great things with us, because we use this faith. And yes, I think I'm going to stop here, and just to bless you, and being I'm blessed also that I'm listening to you and your sharings, and thank you very much, Amber, and everyone. I love you.